There is a list for that by David Andrews. There is a photo on the page, the caption, David Andrews. This month we will continue our monthly column of internet mailing lists with technology-related offerings. If you are a regular user of our lists, you will know that they are a great source of technology news and information. They are also a great place to get your technology-related questions answered. But which list should you join? Read on and see what is available. The original technology list we offered is called GUI Talk. The GUI, pronounced GUI, stands for the Graphical User Interface. This includes Microsoft Windows, iOS, Android, and any other graphical interface you can shake a mouse at. You can subscribe to the list by going to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/gui-talk_nfbnet.org, or you can also subscribe by sending an email to gui-talk-request@nfbnet.org and put the word subscribe on the subject line by itself. This is the best list to ask general technology and software questions related to the graphical user interface. Electronics Talk is for the discussion of home appliances and electronics. It is also a place where you can ask questions about the accessibility of consumer-oriented electronics. The discussion of phones is also permitted, although this is not the primary purpose of the list. To join, either go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/electronics-talk_nfbnet.org or send an email to electronics-talk-request@nfbnet.org and put the word subscribe on the subject line. Two NFB technology-related divisions also had lists, the NFB in Computer Science and the Science and Engineering Division. The Committee on the Promotion and Evaluation of Technology also has a list. Their list names are NFBCS, NFB-Science, and Promotion-Technology. Subscribe by going to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/listname_nfbnet.org or by sending an email to listname-request@nfbnet.org with subscribe on the subject line. List name is the short name given above for NFBCS, NFBScience, or Promotion Technology, respectively. The KNFB Reader, an important technology for many of us, also has a support list. To join, either go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/reader-users_nfbnet.org or send an email to reader-users-request@nfbnet.org and put the word subscribe by itself on the subject line. Blind Math is a list for the discussion of mathematics and how blind or visually impaired people can function in this area. Some of the world's leading experts in math and blind people are subscribed to this list, so the advice can be quite good. To subscribe, go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/blindmath_nfbnet.org or send an email to blindmath-request@nfbnet.org and put the word subscribe on the subject line. A somewhat related list, which we host as a service to the blind community, is the Blind R users group, BlindRug. R is open source statistical software, and according to the list's founder, Jonathan Godfrey, is the most accessible option available for screen reader users. To subscribe, go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/blindrug_nfbnet.org or send email to blindrug-request@nfbnet.org and put the word subscribe on the subject line. Two states also have lists for their technology divisions. They are Kentucky and New Jersey. The list names are NFBKTAD, and NJTECHDIV. Finally, there is NFB Web. This list is for webmasters of NFB-related websites. This list also supports the NFB Webmasters Group. To join, go to http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/list-info/nfb-web_nfbnet.org or send an email to nfb-web-request@nfbnet.org. Next month, we will tell you about lists in the Golden State, California. As always, you can find all nfbnet.org-related lists at http://www.nfbnet.org/mailman/listinfo.